Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore presentation from 2012, Selena will discuss creating personal and community celebrations of Earth Day as she takes this month to celebrate and discuss Earth Day on its Earth Day's 50th anniversary year.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and welcome to our Earth Day show. I'm going to be sharing with you tonight a variety of ways of celebrating Earth Day in a spiritual sense, some invocations, some prayers and rituals that I've used in my own practices, and there will be a guided Mother Earth communion meditation. And in the second part of our show, a time for interaction where those of you who are listening can share comments and experiences and questions. We begin tonight with invocation. And this is an invocation that I actually call a nature ritual. I wrote this back in 1979, and it continues to reflect a way of communing with nature in a sacred way. I invite you, as I do this as our lead-in piece, to journey with your mind and to imagine that you are finding a special place in nature to do this nature ritual. Journey into nature. Journey into self. Journey into divine interconnectedness. Find a place in nature that feels special to you. In the woods, in a meadow, by a lake shore, by a bubbling brook, by the ocean, on a mountain, on a hilltop, in a rock shelter. Find a place where you can be with plants, animals, and the elements, yet away from human company. Journey there to commune with nature. Journey there to shift your focus from being human-centric to being nature-aware. Journey there to remind yourself that you are part of the whole of nature. Journey there to nurture your inner spirit and to strengthen your relationships with other life forms and the biosphere. Arrive at the chosen place and then be still. Be seated. Relax in the place. Take deep, slow breaths to aid in your relaxation. Then become aware of yourself resting on this place on the planet. Experience the planet as Mother Earth holding you lovingly to her. Feel the sky caressing you. Feel the earth and sky energizing each other. Express appreciation for the planet and the cosmos for nurturing you and other life forms. Drink of nature's life energy that surrounds you, and let it bring into greater awareness nature's life energy that is within you. This is divine communion. Become aware of the plants around you and their aliveness. Focus your awareness on a particular tree or herb near you. Do not just look at it. Instead, merge with it, touch it, become it. Imagine you are that plant. Imagine experiencing the world as it experiences the world. Then, as you focus on yourself being in your human form again, give thanks to the plant you have worked with as a friend, a teacher, a relative. Reflect for a time on your experience. Now breathe deeply and shift your awareness from the specific plant to the general perception of the environment in which you now are. Experience yourself as being part of this tapestry of nature. You are one of many forms on this nature scene tapestry. Increase your awareness of this tapestry. Pay attention to sound. Listen to the wind, to the birds, to other sounds of nature. Pay attention to sights. See the beauty of nature and the shapes, colors, and patterns of the life forms around you. Feel nature's rhythms. Smell, taste, touch nature. As you expand your awareness of your physical senses, allow yourself to experience this place with your sixth sense, your intuition, where there is neither space nor time, only being. Open your mouth and let a sacred sound vibration flow through you. Let the sound be born from deep within your being, not only from your throat, but also from your diaphragm, your heart, and your whole body. Flow with your sound. Become the sound, and then move with it. Rise up and dance ecstatically with nature. As you move, celebrate. Celebrate nature. Celebrate living. Celebrate the spiraling circle of change and transformation. Release and rebirth. then be quiet and still again. Take the time you sense you need to reflect upon and assimilate your experience. Then, before departing, give thanks to this place and to the divine that flows through you and all of nature. In doing this rite, you connect with wisdom, the wisdom that is within you and around you in all of nature. You connect with spirit that is part of self and more than self. You connect with nature spirituality. A nature ritual is something that you can do at any time. But Earth Day is a time that you may want to weave that into your experience. There are other ways to celebrate Earth Day. This nature ritual is about a nature communion experience at a particular place in nature. A place in nature that you can go to within your memory, your imagination, your mind's eye. But it's much more effective if you can actually go to a particular place in nature that's special to you so that you have direct experience not only with the place but the other dimensions of nature that are part of that sacred site. Earth Day was founded back in 1970 by a Wisconsin former governor and U.S. senator. His name, Gaylord Nelson. He and 20 million people from across the United States of America and other parts of the world joined in what he designed to be an environmental teach-in day. In 1970, I was on the campus of the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia, my alma mater, and I was part of birthing Earth Day in that community. Since that time, I have celebrated Earth Day every year on April 22nd or thereabouts. And actually, the celebration of Earth Day has increasingly become more global and celebrated by people of many paths and many places, not only on April 22nd, but on the week leading up to it. Some people are calling this week Earth Week. April 22nd this year is on Sunday, and at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, we will be having a variety of Earth Day activities. And one of the things that we'll be doing is an Earth Day ritual, and part of that ritual will involve celebrating the spirit of Earth Day, celebrating environmental awareness, celebrating the land where we are holding the event and our connection with that and the community of life there, and connecting with the whole biosphere of planet Earth as a whole, working with that Earth Spirit as Mother Earth. And tonight, one of the things that I'll be guiding is a Mother Earth communion experience that I have developed as a guided meditation over the years, not only for use in my own personal practice, but I have facilitated that not only at Earth Day times, but at other times of the year. one of the slogans connected with Earth Day is, Earth Day is every day, or may Earth Day be every day. Earth Day was founded to help increase human awareness of the environment and the interconnectedness of human life with the rest of the natural world. And over the years, I have developed a variety of prayers and chants and rituals that I have woven into Earth Day celebrations. What are some ways to celebrate Earth Day in a spiritual sense? I'd like to share some ideas with you. And one of them would be to meditate on the image of the planet Earth as a whole and to envision it glowing with a radiant light and with a loving presence. You can use a photograph of the planet taken from outer space, or you could use a globe or some kind of soft sculpture planet image. I've used each of those in my own variations of this. And using a globe image as a focus for yourself, or if you're facilitating a group ceremony or part of a group doing this celebration, having that be a central focus to help envision the Earth as a whole Earth. Another ritual idea coming from my handbook called Planetary Healing Rituals, which I put together for the celebration of Earth Day back in 1990 for the 20th anniversary, would be to pick some kind of environmental action you can do on a local level in your daily life, and to do that action as a form of prayer, magic, and or spiritual practice. It could be as simple as doing recycling work or cleaning up grounds in the area in your neighborhood, making a decision to replace lights in your home area with more energy-efficient ones, increasing your awareness of how much water you're using and cutting down on water usage, getting some cloth bags and taking them grocery shopping with you instead of using plastic bags that are given away at many grocery stores. Looking into carpooling and other ways of saving resources. Some other possible ways of celebrating Earth Day with rituals would be to do tree planting and to call on the spirit of the tree or trees that you are planting, communing with them, asking their guidance in you doing the tree planting work, and in the time after the trees are planting, continuing to work with trees in a sacred way as you check on the trees and continue to do what is needed to establish them in a particular place. You might want to do a ritual to enhance better relations between creatures and humankind. One way to do that would be to do a shamanic journey with drums and or guided meditation or chanting, shape-shifting into a sacred animal form, or journeying into the animal realm to connect with an animal that you can develop a relationship with or that you may already be in a relationship with. You can visualize a place on the planet that needs healing and imagine it getting better. Another thing that I like to do is to work with small quartz crystals as part of planetary healing work, to energize those with intention and well wishes, and to distribute those crystals to those taking part in the ceremony and having each person take one into their home area to plant in the earth along with a prayer of well-being. Another thing that I like to do as part of Earth Day celebrations is to do a quiet nature walk and simply observe what plants come into awareness, what smells, what sights, what sounds, what feelings, what impressions, what creatures. Indeed, as I prepared for the show tonight and went over to Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve to get a copy of my Planetary Healing Rituals book, for the first time in all these years that I've been living on and near Circle Sanctuary land, I had a marvelous sight, a sandhill crane actually wading in our wetland. They are in this part of Wisconsin, but this was the first time I had a chance to see one up close on the ground and in the water of our wetland. To be able to have those direct encounters with different dimensions of the natural world. So for me tonight, I had my own personal Earth Day nature communion experience, as I just stood and observed the crane and watched the crane not only walk in the water, but in the marsh around it, and then off into some of the willow that lines our stream bed. Doing some type of nature walk, doing a nature meditation, these are some ways to celebrate Earth Day. Going to an Earth Day event, learning about some aspect of the environment in your local area and or the planet as a whole, and then sharing that information with others. Those are all some of the ways that you can connect. So in this final part of the instructional part of our show and the experiential part, I'm going to guide a Mother Earth communion meditation. And this is adapted from the Mother Earth Communion ritual, which was originally in my Goddess Communion Rituals and Meditations handbook, and its later form that is in my Planetary Healing Rituals book. So wherever you happen to be in the next few moments of quiet, take some deep, slow breaths to center yourself. And know that no matter where you are, you can connect with the energy, the spiritual body of planet Earth. And in our meditative journey tonight, we're going to work with that earth spirit in the form of the great goddess as Mother Earth. sometimes known as Gay, Gaia, Terra, but very commonly as Mother Earth. In the next few moments of quiet, experience yourself connecting with each of the sacred directions. You may want to physically stand and face each of these directions, or to do so with your imagination. We honor the north. We honor the east. We honor the south. We honor the west. We honor that which is above us. And we honor that which is below us, the particular spot on planet Earth where we can connect with Mother Earth. We honor the center that connects these directions together. And we honor the center that is indwelling within us. And that is around us. And now let us call forth the presence of Mother Earth in our sacred circle, in our sacred sphere. If you are able, hold an image of the Earth as a whole planet. Imagine it glowing with light, that light being its spiritual essence. And letting that image and your calling of the name Mother Earth deepen your connection. We invoke Mother Earth now. For teaching, for deepening our relationship with her, for guiding us in how to contribute to the healing of the community of life on the planet. You may wish to sit down and place your hands on the soil if you're outdoors, or on the floor or ground wherever you are. And I invite you to join me as we chant her name, Mother Earth, Mother Earth, Mother Earth. Mother Earth, 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 Mother Earth. Fall silent, connect with her power. Now imagine yourself being a child lying on the great mother's chest or belly. Imagine yourself being totally loved and nurtured by the Earth Mother. Feel Mother Earth's energy pulsing through you. Become one with her. experience that oneness deepening. Feel her nurturing power flowing through you, relaxing you, centering you, healing you, renewing you, informing you. And now shift your awareness of being a child being nurtured by Mother Earth to being a wise one who communicates with Mother Earth as a sacred act. In the next part of this journey, ask Mother Earth to speak to you about what you can do to bring more healing and balance to the community of life that lives on the planet. Pay attention to whatever guidance you receive. Now feel the power of Mother Earth flowing in you, energizing you, empowering you to be an agent of positive change for the world, in your home area and beyond. Experience her power informing you, guiding you, and living your life in a sustainable way, and being an inspiration for others to live life in a sustainable way. And now, in the next few moments of quiet, reflect on your experiences communing with Mother Earth. In your own way, give thanks to Mother Earth. Let love flow from your heart, from your whole being, flowing into the Mother Earth and into the planet as a whole. Again, honor the North, the East, the South, the West, heavens above, the place where you are, beneath, the center, the spirit that connects all together, that is within you and around you. Again, give thanks to the Mother Earth and invite her to continue to be with you as you celebrate Earth Day and as you have every day be an Earth Day. Carry with you your experiences and know that using this method or ones that may be similar or inspired by it can aid you in deepening your understanding not only of the goddess who is Mother Earth, but of planet Earth, your home. And now I'd like to conclude this part with a healing prayer for planetary wellness. And I created this inspired by a Mother Earth communion experience that I had on the 20th anniversary of Earth Day. back in 1990. May there be an end to soil contamination and deforestation. May there be a beginning of clean soil and reforestation. Sacred earth power, bring healing to planet Earth. May there be an end to air poisoning and ozone layer depletion. May there be a beginning of clean air and healthy atmosphere. Sacred air power, bring healing to planet Earth. May there be an end to energy pollution and wastefulness. May there be a beginning of clean energy and energy conservation. Sacred fire power, bring healing to planet Earth. May there be an end to water pollution and ocean destruction. May there be a beginning of clean water and ocean preservation. Sacred water power, bring healing to planet Earth. May there be an end to spiritual toxicity. May there be a beginning of spiritual harmony. Sacred spirit power, bring healing to planet Earth. Mother Earth, help humans respect you and other life forms on the planet. Mother Earth, help humans clean up their messes on and around the planet. Mother Earth, help humans perceive globally and act locally on the planet. May the era of planetary sickness come to an end. May the era of planetary wellness begin. So be it. And now, in this last part of our time together tonight, I invite you to share additional perspective, questions, comments about your experiences tonight, how you're going to be celebrating Earth Day or how you've celebrated Earth Day in the past. Share your viewpoints, your comments, your questions in live chat. Or if you are able, I invite you to call in 347-308-8222. That's 347-308-8222. So I'm going to begin our community forum and interaction tonight by checking in with David to see if we have had some perspectives, comments, or questions in live chat.
Oh, happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
Well, we're a little bit early on that, but I think it's appropriate to celebrate all week and all year, because this is our Earth all year, not just for a day or a little bit. It is something we should be paying attention to and trying to be good stewards, you know. A little discussion on the chat this evening. Folks are talking about planting some trees. Somebody had ordered some trees from the Arbor Day folks and waiting for those to get in so they can be planted.
That's wonderful.
Gardening. Folks are planning on doing some gardening this weekend to celebrate Earth Day. There was a person here on the chat, Scorpio62, whose son planted a pine sapling last year.
That's wonderful.
But it didn't make it, unfortunately.
Well, I think that part of the lessons of nature, you know, that cycle of life, death, and rebirth, and not all the time does every plant have a long life, but the intention, the act of planting is really a powerful one. For the last several years, we had been developing a tamarack grove around a place on Circle Sanctuary land known as Bridget Spring. And one of our environmental scientists who's part of our community, a man by the name of Carl, has been getting these tamarack trees, and we're going to plant some more this year. And one of the wonderful things about doing tree planting, in addition to having the direct interaction with another living being, is it's a way of very physically getting involved in the soil of the planet, putting a tree in the ground and holding in mind that we are in relation with the rest of the natural world. So tree planting is a really wonderful activity, not only for Earth Day, but other days. And really, with Arbor Day coming in the spring, certainly that's kind of like a time-released Earth Day with all the tree planting that's going on.
Oh, it is.
I'd be interested in finding out from those in the chat room or listeners that might want to call in if doing a communion with the planet as a whole in the form of Mother Earth, or if you're from a tradition where that Earth Spirit's Father Earth, if that is done as part of Earth Day traditions. For those of you who are tuning in, certainly that's something that I myself have been doing, and others who practice the circle craft tradition have Earth Day as kind of an early Beltane of doing that communion with the Mother Earth. And wondering if anyone has had experience working with Mother Earth as a goddess at Earth Day or at other times of the year?
Well, interestingly, that you bring that up, there is, there is an event that's going to be going on.
Grandmother Oak Sanctuary?
Yeah, at Grandmother Oak Sanctuary, they've got it going on May 10th to the 13th, and they're going to be planting trees in honor of Mother Nature, and they're going to be doing, ritual to honor Mother Earth at that event. Funny you should mention that. They just typed it in here a minute ago.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and that's in Northern Kentucky. Our experiences have been that sometimes it's part of an element of being part of a larger ceremony where, you know, there's some aspect of trying to, you know, incorporate that whole Mother Earth, you know, specifically trying to heal the earth or, you know, whatever. We've seen that a few different times at PSG, the Pagan Spirit Gathering.
I remember the one main community ritual that we had a few years back in which a very large image of the whole planet, a really large, it was probably like 3 or 4 feet in diameter, globe, was passed around hundreds of people during the ceremony. It was a very powerful image to have that depiction of the earth present as we called to the Mother Earth and saw ways that we could work together to be in better relation with the earth, and we put forth our prayers for planetary healing. In my own work, I make a distinction between Mother Earth, or the Earth Spirit, which is the sacred dimension connected with the planet, and the physical planet itself, the actual body of the planet. I don't see Mother Earth as, I see Mother Earth as kind of a guiding spirit, spiritual force, and I see that the planet is a manifestation of that force. And so when there are problems on the planet with environmental pollution and things, I work with that guiding spirit of Mother Earth to inform what small ways I might be able, or even large ways if I'm helping, being part of a larger group, what ways that I can interface in helping to be an agent of positive change for the planet. So I see that there's a real need for physical healing of the actual planet, and I call on that guiding force or guardian of the planet, the Mother Earth, to aid me and understanding how to work in harmony, not only with that force, but with others, in bringing about some positive change. And in addition to doing spiritual activities to bring about a positive change, I think it's very important to follow up those spiritual activities with real pragmatic ones. One can pray for a healthier planet, but it's also important to be an agent of change to help bring about that healthier planet.
Yeah, there are a lot of different things people can do on a personal home level.
Yeah.
Just simple things. To be more energy conscious, you know, go around rooms and turn off lights that aren't on, and
replace the lights with longer lasting, low energy fluorescents.
Yeah, we've got the lower energy, which are plenty bright actually.
Yeah.
When you think about it, yeah, we changed these out a while back, and
they last a good long time. And
they
take less energy. And. And because you're replacing them less often, you're, you know, producing less waste, and it's really a good thing. Folks are talking about planting stuff here in the chat room, some more planting stuff, and people want to try to go organic, do some more organic work, you know, trying to avoid the pesticides and the chemicals in the food process and the food cycle.
Yeah, and it's worth noting that, you know, for the average backyard gardener, things like, most of the time herbicides aren't really needed. You
mm-hmm.
just need a good mulch in your backyard, you know, to help with weeds and things like that. So there are a lot of local gardeners out there. There are a lot of local places like garden centers that will actually give people good advice on giving sustainable and healthier choices for their garden so that it helps to lessen the amount of not only pesticides, but also excess nitrogen and phosphorus that goes into ultimately into the local water supplies as well. So, we don't even bother with chemicals anymore. We just, we just do a big old weeding, and
it's good exercise.
It is good exercise.
You know.
Well, and I think that one of the wonderful things about Earth Day is that it is a time where many people focus on the environment, and information gets shared around that time that can really carry through the entire year. And one doesn't have to do huge changes to start living a greener and more sustainable life. Another thing that I encourage people to do is to pay attention to politically what's happening in one's local area, what's happening in one's country, what's happening in one's world, and to get involved in helping to have people get elected or running for office yourself if you have a strong environmental streak, and being an informed voter and getting out and voting for people that really do have a consciousness of the whole planet and the needs of the planet as a whole, not just a specific area. And certainly this being an election year, it's a good opportunity to find out what candidates are running and what their experience and attitudes are about the environment and environmental preservation. Certainly there are more people from a range of political parties that really are seeking to move human life into more sustainable ways. And I think that's a really positive outcome of all the environmental networking that's been happening since 1970 of the very first Earth Day. I'd like to close our discussion tonight with a chant that came to me a number of years ago, a version of this chant: to clean up the earth, to clean up the air, to clean up the energy, to clean up the water, to celebrate the spirit of Earth Day, so that we have clean earth, clean air, clean energy, clean water, clean earth, clean air, clean energy, clean water, clean earth, clean air, clean energy, clean water, and that the spirit of humankind is in good relation with the greater circle of nature of which we are all part. So mote it be. I want to thank everyone who joined live chat tonight. I want to thank Jeanette and David Ewing for joining me on this show tonight. I want to invite those of you who are tuning in now or who are listening later to tune in next week for the first of two Beltane shows. Next Tuesday, April 24th, we're going to be celebrating Beltane on the show by examining old and new ways of bringing in the May. I'm going to share some approaches for creating personal and group Beltane rites, share some chants, share some customs, and there'll be an opportunity for those of you tuning in to be able to share some of your own experiences. And then on Tuesday, May 1st, we're going to take part in Beltane Magic. We're going to welcome in the May with a guided Beltane inner journey and ritual for creativity and inner growth. I also want to remind everyone of the Pagan Spirit Gathering, June 17th through 24th. It's at Stonehouse Park near Earlville, Illinois. There is still time to register and get your program proposals in. If you haven't registered yet and you want to do a program, please get your registration in this month in April, because the deadline for all workshop and ritual and other presentation proposals is at the end of April. And yes, we'll still be accepting registrations until the first part of June, but we're only going to be taking ritual and workshop proposals for a short while longer through the end of April. I want to invite everyone to also go into Earth Day with some, yes, hopefully some good experiences from tonight's show, and find some way not only to celebrate Earth Day, but to give some support to individuals and organizations that are working year-round for preserving the environment. And we close out tonight with some more information about the Heartland Pagan Festival, Memorial Day weekend in May, and I'm going to be one of the speakers there, so if you are able to join us, that will be great. And then we're going to lead into the pagan pre-show that follows with The Elements by Spiral Rhythm, who will be playing at Pagan Spirit Gathering this year. I also want to put in a plug for Pagan Warrior Radio, because David and Jeanette do that every Saturday night, along with Pam LaKelly. And I want to thank you all again for tuning in, and may you have a happy Earth Day.
Bless your blue green ocean, bless your red blue sky, your streams and your valleys, your mountains so high. Bless your gods and goddesses, Buddha, Sikh, and Jay, Jesus, Allah, Yahweh, we praise your many names. Speak a thousand languages, we speak with the same tongue. Bless our planet, a new one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. Bless your vibrant cities, bless your sacred ground, your hillsides and your forests, and bless your tiny town. Bless the winged ones that fly, bless the horse and bear, elephant, the dolphin, the cricket and the hare. We speak a thousand languages, we speak with the same tongue. Bless our planet, a new one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. Bless our planet, a new one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.